Hi to everyone. So I am back after a long gap to have a little word with you today. So I hope you all are doing well in terms of your physical health, in terms of your mental health, and I hope that all your near and dear ones are safe and happy. And yes, I really hope that this new year is going to be a bright one for all of us in all aspects. And today when I thought about what should be my talk to you all about, what came into my mind is a constant query that I have been receiving as an inbox. Yes, and that is, you know, a set of students who would ask whether they should focus more on the frequency of revisions, how many times they should be, you know, repeating a subject or a topic or the course, right? So their main concern is number of times things has to be done. And then there's another set of students whose message starts like, I have been doing this, but I have a lot of backlogs. And when I ask them that, why are you having these backlogs? Then they would be like, I'm trying to do things in depth. I am trying to be perfect in these subjects or subtopics. So yes, these are two, you know, I would say extreme ends in your strategy of preparation. And this is what I really want to talk about. I want to talk about that when you want to see yourself in a leading position, in a position where you feel that that is success for you, you need a delicate balance, a balance between perfection and progress, right? Now, let me elaborate on this a little. Now, you know, if your main goal is perfection into a given task and you are overwhelmed with it, you're trying to get into the tiny details, you're accumulating more and more information about it, you are creating more bulk about it. And, you know, I totally agree that on the first instance, it does feel good. You feel happy. You feel content about that topic. But there are two, you know, main problems with this approach is, number one, you tend to increase your bulk a lot. Okay, you filled up so much of information that now when you want to redo it, it seems like a hurricane task, right? And not just that it is too overwhelming for you to do it all over again, but also somehow you lose the core essence of that topic that you really need in order to answer questions. So, you know, you have to see where you are, okay, at what level you are, and at that level, what is the kind of perfection you need? For instance, if you are an undergraduate, you really don't have to try and go into every level of the postgrad level of education. You know, you would need certain things, but going beyond that limit is going to have a negative impact. Yes, it takes a lot of your time. As I said previously, it increases your bulk. And when you have to redo it, it seems almost impossible. So although it may give you confidence in the first go that, okay, this subtopic, I'm completely prepared. I know everything from A to Z, no matter what they ask. But when not just we as examiners, but when you try and re-evaluate the same things, you realize that you're not able to really reproduce it in the format you need for your exams. Yes. So, you know, I would say that, yes, depth of content is essential, but at what level you have to stop is what is the most wise thing to know if you have to really do well in the exams. Yes? So, and you know, I do agree that at your level, it could be difficult to assess that what depth do I really need to go in for? And that's exactly where the role of mentors come in. So you will have to sort of limit yourself accordingly, as guided by your mentors or seniors or anyone that you have faith on. And when I say that, you know, it shouldn't be that you are trying to listen to everyone around, because that leads you nowhere. So you have to stick to one resource, okay? Stick to one mentor, and if you have faith on them, follow what they say in their particular field. And I totally think that when it comes to field-oriented knowledge, it should be from a specialist who knows what is the kind of level you need for an undergrad exam. How much beyond that would give you an additional advantage over other students, because eventually we are dealing with a competitive exam. And who knows the gradation between what is required to an undergrad level, what is required for a postgrad level, what is required for super speciality preparation, and so on. So, you know, very often I feel that people are going to bombard you with a lot of information, okay? But you have to assess and then plan accordingly and ensure that you are not just simply increasing the bulk of your work. And a good way to have an insight into this is to give frequent tests, right? And you see the ratio. So when you appear for an exam, if you feel that, I would say for any given test, 70 to 75% should be, if you talk about percentage right now, is a fairly good performance, right? And then you see how much below or above you are. So there is no point if you are at 75 to try and jump to 95. I think even if you do a little extra and you reach at 80, you will have a clear advantage over others. Whereas on the contrary, quite likely it happens when you're good at a subject, you try and overdo it. You would spend more time on it, try and get all the details. You know, it is all a lot of times unnecessary information that you are putting yourself into. If you are below the 70 to 75% level, let's say you're at 60, then you know that this is the kind of gap that you have to work for. And then, yes, you would need more content building as to someone who's between 70 to 75. Yes, if you are at 50%, then you again know that the kind of content building that you would need is more in that subject. So you have to analyze and then think, and it would keep changing, you know, for different subjects and different scenarios. You need to assess the gap and then build on your content and your perfection, right? Being on the two extremes is what is going to be detrimental for you. So always see the gap and then try and fill in the gap with the content. The second aspect of the strategy that I was talking about is to have a balance, yes, between perfection and progress. So now, there is, as I said, there is this other set of students who will keep asking us how many number of times do I need to revise, okay? And within this category, there is going to be a subset of people who would say, ma'am, sir, I have revised 4 times, 5 times, 6 times. I've read my notes over and over again, but my marks are not increasing, right? Or my number of correct questions is not increasing. So this is the other side of the story. These are the people who were primarily focusing on frequency, yes, which is their main, goal was progress in terms of number of times the thing should be done. But they were not taking into consideration, the requirement of, some level of perfection in the subject. So their entire goal was finishing it up. So, I always say when your goal is just to finish it up, even someone who comes last in a race is actually finishing the race, but we do not value that thing so much. So your entire goal should not be finishing it over and over again, right? So do not simply consider the frequency of it or the pace of it in order to move up in the leaderboard. So what this category of students, if you belong to this category, what you need is definitely more of content building. You do need perfection. So to bring up your marks, to bring up your scores, to find out what are your lacunae, where you need to fill in your gaps. So as I said, for anyone to move up in the leaderboard, what you need is a delicate balance. The balance between perfection and progress. So what is ideal is a combination of the two, where you are spending some time in details or in content building, but you are doing it in a stipulated time, which could be in the form of targets like tests. Okay, targets could be just what are you going to finish in a day or a few number of given days, right? So when you add perfection to targets, that is what is the recipe to success. It cannot be that you're spending hours and hours on something, and because of that, you have created so much of backlog that on the whole, you don't see the progress. Maybe in that subject, yes, maybe you have achieved 95% in that subject. Yes, but please realize that this subject is not your core thing. You're not doing a postgrad in it. Yes, so you have to take care of other things which together make up your exam. So in order to take 1 to 95%, you shouldn't be, giving a backseat to other subjects because your overall performance is going to drop, right? And similarly, don't try and be just average in everything because then in the overall performance, you will again be average. And what you would le will be left with is not, your choices. What you would be left with is what everyone else has left for you, right? So the goal should be that you are going to be above average in certain things, okay, so that you are not in the same zone and you're trying to move ahead. And in certain other areas which could be your weak zones, at least you reach the requirement of average so that your net score tends to push up. So always assess the gap between what is required and where you are. And accordingly, you need to decide whether you have to work on perfection more or you have to work on progress more. Right? So if there is a lot of lag between, let's say, the someone who's stopping in a given test and you, then you need more perfection. Yes? If there is not so much of gap between you and someone who's stopping in the exam or what is the required number of correct questions, then more than perfection, you should actually look at all-round progress. Yes, so doing multiple revisions will help you, finding out your weak zones will help you, and that's how you do a one-on-one analysis. So today, after listening to my podcast, you are going to do this homework. And let me know in a message which category do you belong? So, A, are you the one who is always aiming for perfection and therefore has a lot of backlogs? Or are you the one who was primarily focusing on frequency of doing the things and so your score isn't moving? And hence, eventually there is no progress? And yes, if you are in the zone between the two where you have been able to balance the two beautifully, then you just need to continue with your plan. Right? I hope I have cleared a little confusion around what priority you should be giving and which way you should be working. And if you have any further doubts, feel free to send me a message. and let's find out where we need to work, and let's try and make this delicate balance, and let's be on the leaderboard, right? So lots and lots of love from Dr. Deepthi. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your near and dear ones. Bye-bye.